Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And this is actually the final episode in the maternity leave series. And this episode is actually going to be focusing on the second coming of Christ. And I know what you're thinking, that this is going to turn into an eschatological debate of which version is right, if dispensational is right, or amill, or postmill, or maybe you have no idea what I'm even saying when I say those terms. And I promise you that is not what this episode is going to be about. This episode is going to be about the general nature of the second coming, which actually every single second coming theory agrees on, that Jesus is coming back. So that is what we are going to focus on. And like I said, this is the last episode in our Foundations of Truth series. And you might be wondering why we're focusing on the second coming of Christ. And yet what we don't recognize is that understanding that Jesus is coming back actually shapes our worldview. That not only is Jesus the creator, not only is he the redeemer, that he redeemed us from our sins, but he's also coming back. So what we do matters. We will stand before him. We will be accountable to him. And so that is why we are focusing this last episode on the restoration that we have in Christ, that not only was man steeped into sin in part of our series, but then we have redemption in Christ, but also he's coming back for us. And what does that mean for society today? What does that mean for our lives? And so that is what we are going to be focusing on. And I've been told throughout this series that it might sound like I'm a little bit out of breath. And honestly, that's because I am. I'm recording this when I am 9 months pregnant. So please bear with me. Once this series is done, I will no longer be pregnant. So I will 100% have my lung capacity back. But my daughter is just very stretchy on my lungs, and all of my organs, to be honest with you, are just a little bit more compressed. So thank you for bearing with me over the past few weeks as my breathing has gotten a little bit more labored and all of that fun pregnancy stuff. But like I said, this is the last episode that you will have to deal with that. So enjoy. All right, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Again, I've already said we're not going to be getting into an eschatological debate on which viewpoint is correct. The point of this episode is emphasizing why this is even important to talk about. Why is the second coming of Christ important for our worldview when we're talking about abortion, when we're talking about transgenderism? Why does it matter? And again, like I kind of referenced in the introduction, it matters a whole deal, because if we don't think Jesus is coming back, then actually what we do in this life doesn't matter. Actually, his authority is limited, because are we actually accountable to him? But the fact that he's coming back for us, the fact that we have an eternal destiny somewhere, the fact that we are accountable to him absolutely has direct impact on decisions we make, policies we promote, and worldviews that we hold. So again, I will link all the articles that I'm using below so that you can read for yourself and become more acquainted with these ideas. Got Question says that the second coming of Jesus Christ is the hope of believers that God is in control of all things and is faithful to the promises and prophecies in his word. In his first coming, Jesus Christ came to earth as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem, just as prophesied. Jesus fulfilled many of the prophecies of the Messiah during his birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection. However, there are some prophecies regarding the Messiah that Jesus has not yet fulfilled. The second coming of Christ will be the return of Christ to fulfill these remaining prophecies. In his first coming, Jesus was the suffering servant and the redeemer. In his second coming, Jesus will be the conquering king. In his first coming, Jesus arrived in the most humble of circumstances, but in his second coming, Jesus will arrive with the armies of heaven at his side. Jesus is coming back as a conquering king. He's not coming back as a baby in a manger, and he's coming to conquer sin and death. He's coming to conquer evil once and for all. And so that most definitely, if you don't think that has impact on your worldview, you need to think again. The fact that the second coming of Christ is completely relegated to conquering and destroying death forever. In fact, Revelation says that death and hell will be thrown into the lake of fire for eternity. And so this 100% gives credence and stability to the worldview that we pursue, that when we are telling people the truth about abortion and transgenderism, that it's not rooted ultimately in biology, it's rooted in God's word, it's rooted in the character of God, that we have even more reason to use that worldview argument because God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And if they do not repent of their sin, they too will be thrown into the lake of fire forever. And that's a really harsh reality to face, that unbelievers are not just going to cease existing, that unbelievers are not just going to continue on as they are, that there is very real, eternal, lasting punishment for people that refuse to repent. That is why our biblical worldview has to inform our politics. That is why it is so essential that our political decisions are based off of God's word. Because not only does it give our political worldview and the policies that we promote stability and truth, but it is also a way, if you think about it, of sharing the gospel with people. That, hey, I'm against abortion because my baby is made in the image of God. And she has dignity, value, worth. Her life is worthy of living. She's worthy of protection. And because she's an image bearer, I don't have the right to take her life. That I'm going to be accountable to God one day for everything that I do in this life. That is a way that we share the gospel, that Jesus is coming back and I'm going to stand before him. And I need to make sure that my life and my actions are living in accordance with God's word. Same argument with transgenderism. And I'm focusing on those two big things because that's what we're seeing in the culture. I know that there are a lot of other topics that I can tackle, but abortion and transgenderism are consistently the big ones if you want to use that. And actually, Ligonier Ministries has something really helpful to put into perspective the importance of the second coming of Christ and why it should inform our worldview. It says, the promise of Christ's return is meant to comfort those who are persecuted for his name in this life. Additionally, it is a motivation for believers to pursue a life of holiness during the sojourning in this world. The delay in the return of Christ is meant to highlight the patience of God and to encourage the impenitent to turn to him in faith and repentance. And I think that's so important. Again, and I know I already said this, but I really want to emphasize this point over and over and over again, that our position here in this world, we are here in this life not to make people more conservative. We're not here to turn them into Republicans. We are here to share the gospel, and we are here to point sinners to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And yes, that will automatically make them more conservative. That will make them vote differently. That will make our society different in its moral landscape. That absolutely will take place, but it has to be a heart change. And like this article says, the delay in the return of Christ is meant to highlight God's patience, that there's still time for people to repent. And so if we don't use biblical authority arguments, I believe that we are being disobedient to God's word, and that we are trying to elevate the wisdom of man and science and biology and all these things over the wisdom of God. If we're here to point them to Christ as the only solution, the only hope for the peace and the comfort and the security that they are searching for. And so as we conclude this series, and I know I really only briefly touched on the second coming, like I said I was going to, I did promise you guys that this wasn't going to be a debate of which worldview is better, that this was simply pointing out the importance of recognizing that the second coming absolutely has a huge direct impact on our worldview and whether or not we obey God's word. But I hope that this series has been helpful for you to get back to the basics, that arguing from a position of authority is essential, and it's obedience to God's word to do that. And that when you forsake that, you are elevating human wisdom over the wisdom of God. You are elevating a political agenda over the agenda of the gospel. And again, please don't mistake me. I'm very much so for people becoming more conservative. I'm very much so for people voting in a way that is in accordance with family values. However, at the end of the day, I care more about hearts being changed than I do votes being changed. And the cool thing is that when hearts are changed, votes are changed, society changes. And that is what we are trying to do on this platform was self-evident, that we're trying to speak self-evident truth and love. Again, the self-evident truth that is found in God's word, that is based on his character. That is the self-evident truth that we are trying to speak, that we are trying to point people to God as the truth. In John 17, Jesus says, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. And so we as a platform, our heartbeat, our desire is to point people to Jesus Christ. In conclusion, I hope this series was super helpful for you. I hope it helped you to see maybe more so why we as a platform are dedicated to the things that we dedicate ourselves to, that we pick the topics we pick, we choose the talking points we do, we make the reels that we do the social media content that we do, and all of it is meant to conform ourselves into what God's word tells us that we should be as Christians, that we need to speak the truth in love. And sometimes speaking the truth doesn't feel loving. It doesn't feel like warm feelings, but God's word is clear. And that is our mission in this life. It's not, again, to make more conservatives. It's not to make more Republicans. Our goal is to point people to Jesus. And I hope that this series was helpful for you in seeing that. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is self-evident.